Montgomery County Executive Matt Austinfort gave an energetic presentation at a breakfast hosted by the Fulton Montgomery Regional Chamber of Commerce, discussing his first 2 months in the new position and what he's looking forward to accomplishing throughout his term. Austinfort is the first county executive in Montgomery County, and with 7 of 9 county legislators new to the board, he pushed his campaign message of launching a fresh start in county government under its new structure. Austinfort spoke about investing in infrastructure, modernizing facilities, adjusting the tax code, conducting a branding study for the county, and most importantly, working with the surrounding region.
Montgomery County isn't one of the biggest counties that has the most resources in New York State. That's a big part of why working regionally is important. And I think there's no greater example than the potential regional business part, where different municipalities within different counties, and you have all these imaginary borders, but we need to all understand that we are one as a region. And by working together across these imaginary boundaries, we're gonna do better for the region and better for taxpayers in general.
The regional business park would occupy a 300-acre space on the Fulton-Montgomery County borderline in the town of Mohawk. Austinfort said the county is engaging with local governments across the county line to make things happen.
We just have to work out some details. The revenue sharing deal is going to be the linchpin of the success, whether we're able to get this done or not. So we're going to focus on the revenue sharing, some of the legal work, what we need to do to get the studies done to make sure that site is rail ready. And we're going to take it from there. But I'm optimistic at this point.
Michael Julius, mayor of the Fulton County City of Johnstown, is also supportive of establishing a regional business park.
It's a great opportunity for Johnstown, for the town of Mohawk, for Fulton County, for Montgomery County. It's jobs.
Austinfort acknowledged the elephant in the room was the activity surrounding casino development in the region. Over the past several weeks, the Montgomery County Legislature, the town of Florida, and the city of Amsterdam have all passed resolutions in support of casino development on a site located off Route 30. Florida Supervisor Eric Mead said the town took necessary steps to invite the possibility of a Capital Region casino.
We did what was asked of us by the county and by the state, you know, to explore the possibility of siting of the casino.
While Montgomery County voters approved New York's casino ballot measure in November and municipalities have legislated their support, Austinfort said the economic development goals of the county must not hinge on a casino, since only one casino license will be awarded in the capital region under the casino law.
I think it's smart not to put all our economic development eggs in the casino basket.
Austinfort said both Fulton and Montgomery counties will begin their discussions on the regional business park on Monday, and he will meet with the town of Mohawk at next month's board meeting. Reporting from Fonda for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.